Welcome to Israel 18 News at 2 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild night across Israel. Clear skies over Tel Aviv, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Haifa remains calm, with temperatures perfect for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Jerusalem Post, just over an hour ago, U.S. President Donald Trump has announced that the Iranian naval blockade will remain until Iran agrees to a nuclear deal. Also, Ynet reports that Amin Gemayel, who once brokered a peace deal with Israel, urges Lebanon's leaders to pursue peace talks again. This comes as regional dynamics shift and Hezbollah's influence wanes. Also this hour, Axios reveals that Trump has advised Prime Minister Netanyahu to limit attacks in Lebanon to surgical strikes as the ceasefire remains fragile. Separately, the JTA highlights growing tensions in Jerusalem. An attack on a nun has sparked widespread condemnation amid rising hostility towards the Christian community. And finally, I-24 News shares insights from an Iranian activist. The protest organizer praises Netanyahu and criticizes Trump's approach, signaling preparations for another uprising in Iran. Here's what people are saying online. Carmel Melamed, an Iranian Jewish journalist, posted just minutes ago. He shared a historic photo of his ancestors in Tehran, emphasizing the deep roots and hope for a return despite past persecution. Evan Fishberger, a geopolitical analyst, noted earlier today that while the U.S. targets the IRGC with sanctions, Qatar continues to allow an IRGC-affiliated bank to operate on its soil. Hillel Neuer, a human rights advocate, reminded us of his past UN address, questioning the disappearance of Jewish communities in Arab states. He warns Western democracies might face similar questions soon. Now, for more on those stories, starting with President Trump's announcement. According to the Jerusalem Post, Trump has declared that the naval blockade on Iran will persist. This comes as CENTCOM prepares for potential military action. The blockade aims to pressure Tehran into a nuclear agreement, raising tensions in maritime areas. Turning to Amin Gemayel's call for peace, UNET explains that Gemayel, who signed a peace agreement with Israel in 1983, sees new opportunities for dialogue. He cites Hezbollah's declining power as a chance for Lebanon to realign diplomatically. Meanwhile, Axios reports Trump's advice to Netanyahu on military strategy. Trump urged Israel to conduct precise operations in Lebanon to maintain international support. This guidance follows a faltering ceasefire that threatens regional stability. On the rising tensions in Jerusalem, the JTA reports on growing hostility towards Christians. Hebrew University has condemned the attack on a nun as part of a disturbing trend. This incident highlights escalating religious tensions in the city. Lastly, from I-24 News, the Iranian activist's comments reflect a divided sentiment in Iran. He contrasts the Israeli and American political styles, indicating potential shifts in protest strategies. This sentiment underscores the ongoing unrest and its implications for regional politics. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Micha Oren, a former senior executive at Yad 2, has launched KeyZed, a new online car marketplace. The platform offers free postings with an option for paid promotion. Separately, CTEC discusses the implications of OpenAI's IPO. A potential slowdown in growth could alter expectations across the entire AI sector, impacting tech investments globally. And finally, Ynet Business reports that the ongoing conflict has severely impacted Iran's economy. Over 1 million jobs have been lost, and food prices have soared. Tehran remains steadfast, betting on economic resilience to withstand U.S. pressure. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 3 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.